bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Where's the Happy Ending?
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus and said, Teacher, what good must I do to possess everlasting life? He answered, Why do you question me about what is good? There is one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. Which ones? He asked. Jesus replied, You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, I have kept all these. What do I need to do further? Jesus told him, If you seek perfection, go sell your possessions and give to the poor. You will then have treasure in heaven. After that, come back and follow me. Hearing these words, the young man went away sad, for his possessions were many. The Gospel of the Lord. The young man went away sad, for his possessions were many. Maybe it has nothing to do with age, but as I get older, I wonder. I'm 63 years old, newly retired, and I look around at my home and my accumulated possessions, and I think, why? Why did I spend my life acquiring so much stuff? As I near the end of life, I'm trying to get rid of possessions. I worry that my children will have so much to get rid of when I pass on. But when I was younger, I didn't think that way. As a young person, you think of what possessions you need to make your life more comfortable. Not just a microwave to cook food, but what fun to have a George Foreman grill or a Chinese wok or a panini grill, when in truth you could make most of all of it in a regular frying pan. The young man from the gospel wanted to be good. He was searching for something more in life. He had many possessions, but he was still missing something. And when Jesus tried to show him that physical possessions would never give him that missing something, he couldn't quite do it. His possessions were signs of living. They were proof that he was going to be around for a while. He didn't have to be contemplating moving on from this life to the next. I think we all are a little more comfortable with the status quo. We like it when things remain the same, when we know what to expect. The living that we do today is what we know. This physical existence is what is real. It was hard for the young man of the gospel to let go of what tied him to this life. He was seeking everlasting life, and Jesus told him to follow the commandments, and he would have everlasting life. Initially, the young man wasn't told to give up everything, but the young man persisted. He wanted to do more. And yet, when Jesus told him how he could do more, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready to let go of his possessions, of his remaining ties to his earthly life, so he went away sad. How many times do we go away sad? How many times are we not ready to do as our Lord asks? Maybe we aren't asking about everlasting life as the young man in the gospel did, but we are asking the Lord for help with a decision or an undertaking or an answer to why. And he shows us our answers. And maybe we aren't ready for the answers. Maybe he's asking us to forgive, or to include, or to embrace. How can he ask me to forgive that family member who caused me so much pain? Or that person who killed or injured my loved one? How can he ask me to include or embrace that homeless man who reeks of alcohol, or the immigrant who's fleeing political unrest or warring drug lords? Do we go away sad because we can't let go of our physical possessions? Because we can't let go of our anger or our selfishness or our greed or our hatred? To achieve everlasting life, Jesus tells us that we must follow the commandments, not to kill or steal or bear false witness or commit adultery, that we must honor our parents and love our neighbor as ourselves, that to go even further and truly have the mindset of God, we must let go of the physical possessions that could become more important than God and everlasting life. If physical possessions of this present life block us from loving our neighbor, how can we find everlasting life? The young man in the gospel story is one I think about often, because his story isn't finished. Did he ever get the courage to let go of his possessions and come back to Jesus? Or did he just go back to his normal life, saddened by his decision? Did Jesus remember him with a regretful heart? I guess part of why his story intrigues me is that I wonder, how much am I like him? Will I be able to keep my possessions from tying me to the mundane world? Will I be able to let go so that I can reach for the joy of everlasting life? All I can say is that I'm working on it. And with God's love and grace, hopefully there will be a happy ending. Thank you.